Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome in Antonio Daniels, longtime former NBA player, was the Thunder analyst and now doing a great job getting ready to embark on this journey with the New Orleans Pelicans. Antonio, Zach Gelb here in New York City. Appreciate a few minutes. How are you?
I'm good, Zach. How are you?
Well, doing fantastic, and I appreciate you carving out a few minutes with us on this Sunday evening. Let me start you off with Kawhi Leonard. How do you think he was able to pull this off? Because as you know, covering the Thunder for a long time, Paul George just signed an extension. What was the change of heart with Paul George?
Well, you know what, and this is no disrespect to anyone else. I think the biggest misconception out there is that this has something to do with Russell Westbrook. But at this point, the Oklahoma City Thunder had something that, let me rephrase that. The Los Angeles Clippers had something that could offer Paul George, something the Oklahoma City Thunder couldn't. And that is a chance for a championship immediately. They give him the chance to compete for a championship right off the bat. And if you look at Paul George's post yesterday, where he's thanking the Thunder organization and the fans, and the last thing he said is to Russell Westbrook. And Russell Westbrook actually liked his post and then responded back like, you know what? You know what it is. Which basically meant Russell Westbrook knew this was coming. He wasn't caught off guard by this like we were. When I woke up yesterday and saw the news, I was like, oh, my gosh, what just happened? Like Paul George and Kawhi Leonard are with the Clippers. But it seems like Russell Westbrook wasn't caught off guard by this. And what it comes down to for me is the Clippers offered something now that Oklahoma City couldn't. They offered Paul George an opportunity to go home and play in front of family, in front of friends, relationships that he had built his whole life, and an opportunity to compete for a championship next year. That's something Oklahoma City couldn't offer him.
Does the process in the way that this did go down, does it all rub you the wrong way? And you have someone under contract, according to Woj and Ramona Shelburne, there was that meeting on Tuesday with Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. And then after that, Paul George eventually did demand the trade on a few days later on Thursday. Does Kawhi Leonard recruiting him while Paul George under contract, does that at all rub you the wrong way? Because it seems like we make a big deal when an executive tampers, but when a player tampers, we all laugh at it and it's all fun and good games.
Okay, so this is what I say. I'm going to ask you a question, okay, Zach? And then because I know fans have a problem with this, but when you're under contract with a team, do they go out and talk to other teams about acquiring you?
Yeah, if they want to get rid of you, yeah, sure.
Right. That's the way it works. You know, this is the thing. When a player does what's in his best interest, he's vilified for it. He's disloyal. When an organization does what's in their best interest, it's a business. The fact of the matter is, when a player does what's in his best interest, it's a business. When the organization does what's in their best interest, it's a business. It's a business all the way around. But players get vilified for doing what they feel like is best for their career.
And a lot of it stems because of also, now Paul George isn't in OKC. You may lose Russell Westbrook as well, so I can understand it from the fan. I get what you're saying, but from a fan standpoint, you have a team that was going to be in the playoffs, and now most likely they're not going to be the playoffs of this upcoming season, especially if they get rid of Russell Westbrook. So that's where the frustration does stem from.
Oh, I completely understand that. Being with the Thunder fan base this past 4 years, there is not a fan base in the country that is as passionate as the Thunder fan base. I can completely understand where the frustration comes from. But what I offer is we have to start looking at this from a different perspective. Not just from a player's perspective and think, or from a business perspective and say, oh, man, you know what? Because all year when I was with the Thunder, all I heard was, man, they need to trade Steven Adams. Man, Russell Westbrook, they need to trade him. They need to trade Andre Robertson. He's not playing. And that's okay because when it works for our team, when it's better for our team, we're okay with the guy's contract being broken with the team and moved on. But now when a player does that because he doesn't like the direction that the team is growing, inclining or declining or accomplishing or not accomplishing, and he wants to do something different and what he feels is in his best interest, he's cute for it.
Do you think Russell Westbrook could be the number one guy and win a championship eventually?
I think it depends on the personnel behind him, around him. You know, it's not – if Russell Westbrook is there alone, no, I don't think he can. No, but I don't think anybody can really do that really alone without help. You know, even with Kawhi Leonard, he was the guy, but it took Kevin Durant going down. It took Klay Thompson tearing his ACL and Kevin Durant rupturing his Achilles, and they got it done. But in today's NBA, it is almost impossible to be a lone star, and to lead a team to a championship. Kawhi Leonard had so much responsibility and pressure on his shoulders. It was crazy. Why do you think he went out and entertained going to the Lakers and playing with LeBron and Anthony Davis? Or had the meeting with Paul George about joining and playing together? Guys don't want to do it alone anymore. That's very difficult to do when you're saying to yourself, I want to do it alone, and other guys are teaming up with one another because of the past relationships that they built.
Antonio Daniels here with us, current Pelicans analyst, used to be an analyst for the Thunder, SiriusXM, NBA Radio. No, yeah, by the way, former NBA player here with us on CBS Sports Radio. Zach Gelbin for Sean Pendergast. I think when we compare LeBron to Kawhi Leonard, it's very interesting because in L.A., it was clear LeBron, when he was a free agent, wanted to go to L.A. It was clear that first year, it was a waste year. He was trying to get things done. His first year, they had the injury as well. He wanted to get Anthony Davis. But then there's Kawhi Leonard. And, hey, this will be successful. Lakers are in a good spot right now. But then you have Kawhi Leonard, who was silent. No one knew what he was doing. And behind the scenes, he was trying to hit up Kevin Durant. He was trying to hit up Paul George. The approach, both end up making loud reaction, but one was very public and the other one was very quiet.
Right. You know, the thing about Kawhi Leonard that's different is he seems to be cut from a different cloth. So in today's league, the reason they put together the collective bargaining agreement the way that they did is so guys would not turn down money. So look, when Kawhi Leonard left San Antonio.
And guys turned down money this year.
Huh?
Guys turned down money this year with all the movement.
Right, right. That's right. Kevin Durant left $80 million on the table.
Jimmy
Kawhi
Butler.
Leonard left $40 million on the table to leave San Antonio and then $50 million on the table to leave Toronto. But this is my point about Kawhi. He's cut from a different cloth. If you walk down the street and ask 100 men, do you want this pair of Jordans or do you want this pair of New Balance? 100 men will say, I'll take the Jordans.
For sure.
Kawhi Leonard left Team Jordan for New Balance. He's not on social media. He hasn't posted in 4 to 5 years, so he's different. He's cut from a different cloth. And honestly, I appreciate the way that he went about free agency because – the thing today, what you see is guys rushing to their decisions. You know what? Hurry up. All right, I'm going here. You knew where certain guys were going before free agency even opened. And Kawhi Leonard took his time and understood how big of a decision this was for the next 4 to 5 years of his life. He took his time, and he made the decision that he felt was right for him and his family.
Do you think the Clippers or the Lakers right now have the better roster?
Oh, I think the Clippers do.
I do, too. Defense and their depth. They have depth.
Right, because if you add in the, you know, some of the guys we don't pay attention to. I tell you what, if you look at their 1, 2, and 3, I don't think you'll find a better defensive 1, 2, and 3 in the league. Patrick Beverley.
Great.
With Kawhi Leonard and Paul George. But then if you keep moving, you know, you have Zubac who has shown improvement. But there, you know, you talk about Lou Williams and Montrezl Harrell coming off the bench. The Clippers have a really, really nice team. And it's not just about those two guys.
Let me ask you this as we get back to Russell Westbrook, because we're talking to Antonio Daniels right now on CBS Sports Radio. If they do trade him, who are the teams that you look at to make a move and a run at Russell Westbrook with that big contract?
I think you first and foremost, you have to look at the Miami Heat. You have to look at the Miami Heat. Personality-wise, that fits Russell. He's a superstar. He's flamboyant. You put him alongside a Jimmy Butler who has that same personality and competitive nature and edge. You put those two together. And then Miami Heat has something that they can get back in return. And a first-round pick, you can give up somebody along the lines of Goran Dragic, you know, Deion Waiters. They can put together a decent package to get back to the Oklahoma City Thunder. If you are – Houston, I continue to hear Houston's name out there. I don't really know how much sense that makes because you're still taking on a lot of money with Chris Paul for the next 3 years, even though Russell's is for the next 4 years. So for me right now, if I had to say, you know what, Antonio, you got to bet your house on where Russell Westbrook's going, if indeed he's traded, I would have to go with the Miami Heat.
Another team that's brought up are the Knicks. I don't think it makes a lot of sense for the Knicks because they would get Russell Westbrook, sure, but it would be a quick fix. You'd be a playoff team, but you never have a shot to win a championship. If I'm the Knicks, and I don't think Dolan would do this, but maybe it's a last resort for all the failure he's had, I would, and I know the NBA doesn't like it, I would just really embrace the process and just try to keep on developing in the draft. Because right now, as much as they think free agents want to come there, and they thought that was going to happen this year, no matter how they spin it, we're not seeing free agents want to go to the Knicks.
No, you're not. No, you're not. And to sit there and try and paint a picture that doesn't exist, oh, well, you know what? We didn't want Kyrie Irving, and we didn't want Kevin Durant. No, yes, you did. And because quickly, you think about the plan a year ago. The plan a year ago was Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, Anthony Davis, or Zion, one way or another. So it would have been those three. That was the plan a year ago. And that quickly turned into all the different free agents, the Julius Randles, the Taj Gibsons, the Bobby Portises, you know, Wayne Ellington. That those three quickly turned into those guys. That's not the plan that they had. That was not the plan that they had, to get these guys, overpay them, and then sign them to two or three-year deals. Because decent players don't win championships, nor do decent players put butts in the seats. Kevin Durant puts butts in the seats. Kyrie Irving puts butts in the seats. Anthony Davis, Zion Williamson. Role players don't. You need good players. You need elite players to put yourself on the map and make yourself relevant. And you are 100% right, Zach. Right now, there is no one out there that is chomping at the bit to join the New York Knicks organization.
Give me the player's perspective of it, because as a fan and as people, you know, as someone in New York, I didn't grow up as a Knicks fan. I grew up as a Net fan, but everything the fans say and talk show hosts say, like myself, James Dolan just does such a terrible job running this organization. Is that what it is as a player as well? Yeah. Like, if you were a free agent this year, they call you up, the money's the same between, let's say, this team and another team. What is it about the Knicks that makes you say, there's no way I'm touching that?
Well, I think you have to look at the organization from the top. From the top, it's dysfunctional. It has been dysfunctional for a while. You can go and look back to the situation with Charles Oakley, who was a Knick legend, the way that they treated their own. You can go back and look at the situation with Dolan, where the guy comes over and confronts him and says something to him, and he's no longer allowed Knick games. And just go back in history, period, when they've done Patrick Ewing wrong and they've done Charles Oakley wrong. And all, like, no. I'm sorry. I am in no rush to join an organization like that. And I remember when I came in the league in 1997. It was all about market size. It was all about big markets. It was all about L.A. and New York and Chicago. But with the addition of social media, now guys understand they can grow their brand wherever. I don't have to be in New York. I don't have to be in L.A. I don't have to be in Chicago. Russell Westbrook is in Oklahoma City and grew his brand through Brand Jordan and Mountain Dew and all these other things. Chris Paul, you know, it happens. With social media now, you don't need to be in a large market to grow your brand. And guys understand that. I'm not joining a dysfunctional organization to grow my brand when I can join a very healthy organization in a small market and grow my brand there.
And even in a big market like New York and in L.A., we're seeing little brother beat out big brother because there's been a lot of dysfunction. Like, you look at the Nets, they don't have a great, strong fan base. And I know that growing up as a Nets fan, but they got KD and Kyrie because they have that stability. They showed that they could float without a star and recover quickly. And Sean Marks and Kenny Atkinson have done a great job, and now you get two big stars.
Right, exactly. See, this is the thing that the Knicks don't have that teams that used to be bad and are no longer bad have. It's a plan. They have a plan. They have a 2-3-4-year plan, and they have patience to watch things come to. What Sean Marks and Trajan Langdon did 3-4 years ago, they're reaping the fruits of that now. Right now. That's what enabled Kevin Durant to come. That's what enabled Kyrie Irving to come. That's what brought D'Angelo Russell in and helped him lead that team to the playoffs. The Knicks don't have a plan. So when you don't have a plan, and or you have a huge plan and you put all your eggs in one basket and then you strike out, and this has happened to them numerous times, now they don't have a backup plan. They don't have a plan B. So then you end up overpaying for players that don't deserve that money because you have to spend it. Now you find yourself stuck and selling hope to your fans for the next 3 or 4 years again and telling them, oh, this was a part of a plan the whole time, when it wasn't.
Last one for Antonio Daniels. I know there's so many good competitive teams now in the West. We kind of forget about the Pelicans team you cover right now, but my, oh my, this is going to be fun with the young talent they have. They still have the savvy vet in Drew Holiday. And then just in one summer league game, I know he's not playing the rest of summer league because of the bruise, but Zion Williamson, this is going to be such a fun thing to see unfold because I don't remember a star other than LeBron that had this much hype entering the league in his first year.
Right. And it's, I can't tell you how excited I am to call these games for a number of different reasons.
And he's a good dude too, Zion. He seems like a really good dude.
He's a good dude. Right. He's a flat out good dude because what the Pelicans have done and what I mean, what I just said about the Knicks and Brooklyn, David Griffin had a plan. He had a plan from the moment he came in. You know what? Look at what he got for Anthony Davis. Even though everybody knew that Anthony Davis wanted to go to the Lakers. So in return, he got a starting point guard in Lonzo Ball. He got a long athletic wingman who has yet to scratch the surface in Brandon Ingram and a backup two that is a heck of a two-way player in Josh Hart, along with future assets. So now you know what? You add Zion Williams and Jackson Hayes to that. So now you add some athleticism. No, let's not stop there. Let's go out and get J.J. Redick, put him along with Drew Holiday and Derek Favors. So now you have a mix of both young talent and experienced talent. In this league, you can't win one way or the other. You can't win being too young, and you're not going to win being too old. You need a mix of both. You need some experienced veterans that are battle-tested, and you need some youth that are athletic and naive and just want to go out and play. The Pelicans have a mix of both. That is going to be a very, very exciting team to cover.
Last one for Antonio Daniels, and I got about a minute left. You talk about what David Griffin was able to get. How about what Sam Presti was able to get when Paul George was able, you know, wanted out?
Right. And if you look at that, that was the only way that deal was going to get done. That was the only way that deal was going to get done. You know, because I actually like, I think, you know, as great as Paul George is, I think he's one of the best two-way players in the league. But if you have to get something in return for him, get someone that can play his position, maybe not do what he does, but that brings something different to the table in Danilo Gallinari. You have a young rising star in Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and then you have future first-round draft picks. Again, you get youth, you get experience, and you get assets for the future.
Antonio Daniels, I could talk hoops with you all day. Appreciate the time, my friend.
I appreciate you, brother. Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.